Hi, everyone. Welcome. It's Kim and Mike Burge, and it's time for a little bit of good stuff. Remember, this can make the whole rest of the day go a lot better. We've got a lot going on. For example, Tri-State Livestock News. You know about them, don't you? They've got ranching information, breeding information, markets, and agriculture. They've got it all. No need to roam for information. You can just go to Tri-State Livestock News. Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. You can visit them online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And from Advanced Aluminum Structures in Sturgis, South Dakota, Randy Tennell and his family and staff wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas. Advanced Aluminum Structures in Sturgis. And Lemon Livestock with a regular sale every Wednesday and Saturday. Merry Christmas from Paul Huffman and the staff at Lemon Livestock. And Kim, what are you going to share today for the good stuff?
I've got a piece called Gold, Fur, and Common Sense. The note on it is, this is a note from my brother Steve, especially for Christmas, but we don't know who actually wrote it. So if you do know, be sure and let us know. My wife and I have been happily married most of the time for 5 years, but hadn't been blessed with a baby. I decided to do some serious praying and promise God that if He would give us a child, I would be a perfect father, love it with all my heart, and raise it in His word as my guide. God answered my prayers and blessed us with a son. The next year, God blessed us with another son. The following year, He blessed us with yet another son, and the year after that, we were blessed with a daughter. My wife thought we'd been blessed right into poverty. We now had 4 children, and the oldest was only 4 years old. I learned never to ask God for anything unless I meant it. As a minister once told me, if you pray for rain, make sure you carry an umbrella. I began reading a few verses of the Bible to the children each day as they lay in their cribs. I was off to a good start. God had entrusted me with 4 children, and I didn't want to disappoint Him. I tried to be patient the day the children smashed 2 dozen eggs on the kitchen floor searching for baby chicks. I tried to be understanding when they started a hotel for homeless frogs in the spare bedroom, although it took me nearly 2 hours to catch all 23 frogs. When my daughter poured ketchup all over herself and rolled up in a blanket to see how it felt to be a hot dog, I tried to see the humor rather than the mess. In spite of changing over 25,000 diapers, never eating a hot meal, and never sleeping for more than 30 minutes at a time, I still thank God daily for my children. While I couldn't keep my promise to be a perfect father, I didn't even come close. I did keep my promise to raise them in the Word of God. I knew I was missing the mark just a little when I told my daughter we were going to church to worship God, and she wanted to bring a bar of soap along to wash up Jesus, too. Something was lost in the translation when I explained that God gave us everlasting life, and my son thought it was generous of God to give us his last wife. My proudest moment came during the children's Christmas pageant. My daughter was playing Mary, 2 of my sons were shepherds, and my youngest son was a wise man. This was their moment to shine. My 5-year-old shepherd had practiced his line, "We found the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes." But he was nervous and said, "The baby was wrapped in wrinkled clothes." My 4-year-old Mary said, "That's not wrinkled clothes, silly. That's dirty, rotten clothes." A wrestling match broke out between Mary and the shepherd and was stopped by an angel who bent her halo and lost her left wing. I slouched a little lower in my seat when Mary dropped the doll representing baby Jesus and it bounced down the aisle crying, "Mama, Mama." Mary grabbed the doll, wrapped it back up, and held it tightly as the wise men arrived. My other son stepped forward wearing a bathrobe and a paper crown, knelt at the manger and announced, "We are 3 wise men and we are bringing gifts of gold, common sense, and fur." The congregation dissolved into laughter and the pageant got a standing ovation. "I've never enjoyed a Christmas program as much as this one," laughed the pastor, wiping tears from his eyes. "For the rest of my life, I'll never hear the Christmas story without thinking of gold, common sense, and fur. My children are my pride and my joy and my greatest blessing," I said as I dug through my pocket for an aspirin.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. We've all gone through that, raising kids and stuff. Thanks for sending that in, Steve. And if you have something to send and share on the good stuff, just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that one day. You might hear it right here on the good stuff.